California State Senator Dave Cortese is drafting a bill to establish a universal basic income program for low-income students at some state university campuses. Now, this could send about $500 a month to those students for a year. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by San Jose State Sociology Professor Scott Myers-Lipton, who is working with the senator on this program. Good to have you with us. This isn't the first time, though, that something like this has been tried out. So what makes you think this plan is going to work?
Well, I think we have a crisis within the CSUs, in particular where I teach. You know, about 11% of all California State University students, about 53,000 students each year experience homelessness. And in addition, about 40% of our student body experience food insecurity, which means every month, sometime during the month, they skip a meal because they're hungry. And so this is an attempt to address this crisis, really, of our future leaders. You know, the students that attend CSU, really, you're going to go on and work in the government, in the nonprofit world, in the business sector. And if they are experiencing homelessness and food insecurity, they're much more likely not to graduate, not to finish school, you know, to drop out. And so we need to, you know, to figure out a way to deal with this crisis. And Senator Cortese's idea of a universal basic income as a pilot project, it's not for all 23 universities. It'll be for maybe 3 to 5 universities within the system, will be to see if we can do something to lower the hunger and the homelessness within our student body population.
So why these campuses, San Francisco State, CSU East Bay, San Jose State, along with a few others, why were these chosen?
Well, I think, you know, that's above my pay grade of who's going to get selected. What I did was I'm helping on the research side of it. So I looked at the 23 universities and rank ordered them from the lowest to the highest of the student body that's in the bottom 20%. And that will be decided by, you know, Dave Cortese and the other politicians in the state capitol. So if you want your university to be included and the reasons why, I would say contact your assembly member, your state senator, because that'll be decided. But what I'm doing is just setting up the frame for what the program could be.
I assume there are skeptics about this that might have a hard time arguing for this proposal. What do you say to them?
Well, I would say this is that we have to figure out something to do with the homeless crisis that's going on within our student body. It's not just, you know, it's a statewide problem, but it's a national problem. About 11% of the students in the United States and on my campus in particular, San Jose State, experience homelessness. That means they're sleeping in their cars. They're sleeping in the student union. And, you know, every semester that I've been at San Jose for the last 3 or 4 years, I have about 2 to 3 students that experience homelessness. And so we have to come up with some solution. And this is a small attempt at doing so, to try to think outside the box. Dave Cortese, the senator, had developed a UBI for foster youth within the county of Santa Clara County, and they've shown to be quite successful. So this is an attempt now at the state level to choose not the whole, you know, 23 campuses to begin with, but choose several of them and to see if they can make a dent. And those students are going to be followed and tracked and to see if we can actually lower the hunger and homelessness. And I would say for the critics of it, what other ideas? Because this is just one possible solution. There might be others. And I would encourage people to, you know, come to the table and help us figure this out. But we have to figure it out because it's a crisis among our young people.
Before we let you go real quick, Professor, then how long do you think it would take to prove that this program is a success?
Well, so, you know, if it goes through, you know, in this, you know, this budget process, will hopefully the program would be up and running in the fall. You know, we'll go through a year's worth of those students, and then we'll start getting some data. We'll start tracking those students and getting some data. So within a couple of years, we're going to know if this is a successful project. And if it's not, then, you know, it probably won't continue. But if it does drop hunger and homelessness, then we could look at expanding to other CSUs and even, you know, within the UC system, because within the CSU, 1 in 10 students are homeless. Within the UCs, it's about 5% of the student body. So it's happening. And in the community colleges, it's 20%. So this is affecting all the California colleges. So we have to come up and think outside the box to how to help our folks, you know, our young people who are students within the system.
All right, Professor, we'll be following this with you, I'm sure. That is San Jose State Sociology Professor Scott Myers-Lipton with us.